The cost of our actions is high. Others pay the price without having been actively involved. I have seen refugee camps as big as cities, sprawling in the desert. How many men, women, and children will be left by the wayside tomorrow? Must we always build walls to break the chain of human solidarity, separate peoples, and protect the happiness of some from the misery of others? It's too late to be a pessimist. I know that a single human can knock down every wall. It's too late to be a pessimist. Worldwide, 4 children out of 5 attend school. Never has learning been given to so many human beings. Everyone, from richest to poorest, can make a contribution. Lesotho, one of the world's poorest countries, is proportionally the one that invests most in its people's education. Qatar, one of the world's richest states, has opened its doors to the best universities. Culture, education, research, and innovation are inexhaustible resources. In the face of misery and suffering, millions of NGOs prove that solidarity between peoples is stronger than the selfishness of nations. In Bangladesh, a man thought the unthinkable and founded a bank that lends only to the poor. In barely 30 years, it has changed the lives of 150 million people around the world. Antarctica is a continent with immense natural resources that no country can claim for itself, a natural reserve devoted to peace and science. A treaty signed by 49 states has made it a treasure shared by all humanity. It's too late to be a pessimist. Governments have acted to protect nearly 2% of the world's territorial waters. It's not much, but it's 2 times more than 10 years ago. The first natural parks were created just over a century ago. They cover over 13% of the continents. They create spaces where human activity is in step with the preservation of species, soils, and landscapes. This harmony between humans and nature can become the rule, no longer the exception. In the United States, New York has realized that nature does for us. These forests and lakes supply all the drinking water the city needs. In South Korea, the forests have been devastated by war.